Yep.
Do we have
no longer on the radio. I'm going to play the outro song anyway because the next person isn't here, but then I'm going to throw in automation.
Bye.
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 Frank James, Jesse James, really kidding all the rest.
Alright, this is really messed up because I think that the drive on the turntable is going. This sounds really slow and a little creepy, but you listen to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. We're out of here.
I'm a gangster. Gangster love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. I jumped in my wife's Cadillac. I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice. And I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff. And that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. You know, I'm a gangster. I'm a gangster,
Hello, everyone. It's been a minute. It's so crazy. This is DJ Andrew. First day of classes. Crazy. I had two classes. What did I have? Chem in History of African American Music. Pretty solid classes, honestly. Like, nothing too crazy. We're vibing. We're feeling good. I hope everyone's first day of classes went well, as much as mine did. I hate to brag, but yeah, we're just going to get into some music. My first show back on campus, crazy. Like, as soon as I got back, I jumped on the opportunity. Like, you know, I just had to. So, yeah, I'm just going to play some songs. The vibe is giving, like, I like to call this genre, like, alt R&B, you know. Very much like the Frank Oceans, the Steve Lacy's, the Internet, all those people. People who don't really like fit into the traditional R&B status, but you know, still got fire music with R&B influences. So I hope you guys enjoy. Yeah, here we go.
substance. Bigger lighters, no bitch. Cool as sharp as fuck, clips. Thorns don't get shown sticks.
I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. You better stop, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. You better stop.
Talk. Let's get sticks, let's get white chalk.
Yeah.
We gon' hop, not no scotch, let's get white chalk.
Yeah.
Who you are, who you is, when the lights off.
Yeah.
What you saying when the mic's off.
Yeah.
Look out for them ops, cause they stay trippin'. Tell them baby, it ain't working out, ain't weightlifting. I can stop my pockets turning blue, they stay grippin'. Got a stick inside the club, something ain't clickin'.
Niggas crazy, zone six, bigger letters, no bitch. Full of show, fuck clicks. Throws, throw your show sticks. Niggas crazy, zone six, bigger letters, no bitch. Full of show, fuck clicks. Throws, throw your show sticks.
I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. You better stop, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. I'm never not, I'm hot, I'm hot, I'm hot. You better stop.
Sorry, not sorry, really. The party's not a party, really. Another day, another deal we signed. Another day, another meal we find. Another day, another hill we climb. A lot of darkness till we shine. Give me everything, we'll be fine. Can't promise you we'll be kind.
Baby,
I would throw you in the garbage.
Hey. That was, first it was Friend Zone by Thundercat. And then it was, wait, I totally just lied. It was Hot by Group Therapy. Their album is so good, guys. Please tap in. Like, I was sleeping. I listened to it like this past week and I was like, wow. Why is this album so good? It's so good, y'all. Please listen, tap in. You will enjoy, like, it's gonna bust. It's gonna change your life, I swear. The last song is, like, if you want to know exactly my music taste, that last song got it. Promise. Yeah. The second song was Friend Zone by Thundercat. Fun fact, I'm seeing him live. I'm so excited. October 15th, save the date, y'all. Get a ticket, okay? Copy a ticket. It was not that expensive. Thundercat, one of those very few artists who, like, really just loves music and, like, just makes music for, like, the sake of loving music, I feel like. That song, like, oh, I love that song. It just gives me the twang. Like, it's, like, it's kind of interesting because the song itself and the lyrics are very, like, petty. Like, he's tight. Like, his ego is bruised. But it's on this, like, funky beat. So it's, like, the dichotomy. Very interesting, you know? So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy that song. Next up, we got something special. This is, like, oh, my gosh. If you want to know what joy and, like, serenity feels like, it's this song. Low-key love, too. Like, it's just so beautiful. So inspirational. I absolutely adore it. I hope you guys enjoy it, too. Just to give a little hint, it's by one of my... Or it's not by one of my favorite artists, but it includes one of my favorite artists and this, like, girl who I never heard of, but they had the song together and I was doing my research, you know, looking at my favorite artists and, like, I was like, damn, this song is hecka good. So, yeah, hope you guys enjoy. And, yeah, it's very repetitive, but it's, like, you never get sick of it, okay? You never get sick of it. So enjoy it.
I'm excited.
Okay.
But you walk with me. We could run away. We could fall. Run away.
cup. Cause I just said still owe me bucks. So I got the right to get bucked. But I try not to let it build up. I'm too high, I'm too bad or too much. So I let it go, let it go, let it go.
I ran into this girl, she said, why you always blame it? Why you can't just face it? Why you always gotta be so mad? Be mad, be mad, be mad. Why you always talking shit? Always be complaining. Why you always gotta be? Why you always gotta be so mad?
I got a lot to be mad about.
Standing crowds, but it's hard when you only got fans around and no fam around. And if they all, then they hands is out and they pointing fingers. When I wear this fucking burden on my back like a motherfucking cap and gown, then I walk up in the bank, pants sagging down, and I laugh at frowns. What they mad about? Cause here come this motherfucker with this mass account that didn't wear a cap and gown. Are you mad cause the judge ain't give me more time? And when I tipped the suicide, I didn't die. I remember how mad I was on that day. Man, you gotta let it go before I get up in the way. Let it go, let it go.
Ran into this girl, she said, why you always stay? Can't just face it. Why you always gotta be so mad?
I got a lot to be mad about.
Y'all, I love that song real bad, real, 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 real bad. I got into it so much more this summer. I don't know, like, I don't even know, guys. Like, I don't even know how to explain why, but this is a very mental growth summer for me. So I was listening to a lot of songs that made me, like, think. Not gonna lie, you know who's included in that category, guys? Drake. Yes, I said it, Drake. Certified Lover Boy is a very thinking, get over yourself, like, hashtag growth album if you really sit and listen to it, especially in the progression of order, like the progression of the songs, like that song with, I think it's with Wayne at the end, that song, like that's already like a song of like joy and triumph at the end, you know what I'm saying? So it already like kind of mimics that, like I'm growing, I'm learning, like yeah, I'm a certified lover boy. But he was already alluding to that her loss, guys, with the end of that song, like that's crazy. I mean album. But yeah, so that was Verbs by Steve Lacy. Oop, not me saying Steve Lacy. It is not by him, y'all. He just did the instrumental or whatever he did. You know, he'd be on the guitar or whatnot. But that was Verbs by Peyton. Yeah, that's what I played. And that was just Mad by Solange. Obsessed with that song. I think because, like, I don't know, I'm slowly but surely realizing, like, don't judge, y'all. Lil Wayne is, he's a little goat. He's a little goat status, you know what I'm saying? Because that line is so very interesting. And I feel like I only ever hear him in the context of, like, lollipop, like, mad sensual type beat stuff. Like, you know, male, like, user or whatever, typical of rap. But, like, to hear him rap like that on this song, on this, like, mellow, like, mad about the world, mad about society beat. And, like, to talk about his struggles in mental health, too. Like, being mad that he, like, survived. Like, that's deep, y'all. That's real, 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 real deep. And that song alone, like, made me get so much more respect for him. Because, like, that's crazy to rap about. That's crazy to rap about. I don't ever hear about rappers, like, especially rappers at his status, rapping about, like, depression and things like that, you know? So yeah, I was obsessed with that song. I'm still obsessed with that song. And everything just flows so perfectly. Like, oof. I don't know a better artist than Solange who can make artists you would never think collab with her make flow so perfectly. Like, her and Pharrell, like, come on. I don't want to tear it up. No, won't you learn it up? Crazy, y'all. A banger. I still don't know if I like A Seat at the Table or the other one whose name I can't remember better. But seeing as Mad is on A Seat at the Table, it's giving A Seat at the Table. But yeah, this next song, oh guys, I love this song. I don't know, it's slowly but surely turning into like Black liberation. I don't know, but this is what I be talking about, y'all. Because it's not traditional R&B, but like R&B roots. So like the same themes, you know what I'm saying? I love this song, bro. I only listen to like, this is like one of three songs I know by this artist. He's been on my bucket list to listen to more for a minute. I just haven't gotten into it. But I love this song bad. Like the way they sing it, the twang on their voice, like the repetition, the increase in severity, like everything about this song is so, ooh, it gives me chills. The first time I heard it, like, oh my gosh. I just like hear like a gospel, like auntie, like riffing in the background to like the bridge and closing part of this song. Like, it's so good. I'm going to stop talking and actually play the song. Sounds like a plan. Yeah. 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 Okay, enjoy.
The ones in my hair are pretty as fuck. Choosing what you wear, man, I get the last fall. Tricking on my own time, what is it worth? Got gold on my neck, make shatter your first. I'm waiting for the smoke to clear. I'm pretty as fuck.
Oh, trip coat.
Choosing what you wear, I get the next bar. Oh, oh. Waiting for the smoke to clear.
The sun.
within.
I don't want to. I wanna see what this will do. My friend wanna smoke, I said me too. When my eyes are talking, don't need you.
Baby, I don't need you.
Thank you.
No, I don't need no alibi. Pew! I love that song, guys. That was For Real by Steve Lacy. Guys. When I heard that song live, it was the best thing ever. Oh, my gosh. Like, no shade. Seeing Steve Lacy at, like, the Reset concert series was so much better than On Tour, guys. Like, it's not even funny. I feel like On Tour, it was Boston. Like, I'm sorry. Boston fans, like, it gives very much, like, rich, like, I be going with the trend. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, very much TikTok fans were present that day. So I feel like that was, like, beating off into him. Like, it was just not giving. People were passing out, guys. It was so annoying. You want to know what's really sick? People passed out in the middle of Give You the World, so you have to start the song all over. If you know that song, Give You the World, you understand it should not be stopped. So, like, yeah, like, obviously, I hope that person was okay or whatever, but, like, at the same time, it was Give You the World, dog. Like, you couldn't wait, like, 5 minutes to, like, get dehydrated or something. I'm sorry, that's mad disrespectful, but, like, it's how I feel, you know, and I have to be real. I can't be for fake. So, but, yeah, when I went to the Reset series, I honestly feel like that concert was literally just for me because he was playing all my favorite songs, bro. He played For Real. He played Girl, When I Miss You. When I miss you, I get caught up. Guys, I almost melted. I was screaming so loud, though. I ruined every single video I had. I have to fix that. Like, I'm too big of a concert goer to, like, be screaming over the video so you can't even hear the artist. Like, Drake, I can't post any Drake videos. Like, it was so bad. He played When I Miss You, For Real, Cocky Girl, Nobody Thinking About You. I'm going to play, like, all those songs. I'm definitely going to play When I think that's how I'm going to end. Oops, spoiler alert. Because that song is just so sensual. Like, it's like, ooh, I love the twang on that song. Like, oh my gosh, it's insane. Let me go through, like, all the songs I played. Like, this was low-key crazy. I just snuck mad in. I'm not going to lie. For Real by Steve Lacy was not supposed to play. I was trying to play another song. Not even, I was supposed to stop it, but, like, that crossfade, I need to fix that on my laptop because it came in and it jump scared me high key. I was like, damn, that guitar is crazy. So, yeah. For Real by Steve Lacy was just played. That song that was like, girl, do you really want to be my friend? That was Pretend Lovers by Montel Fish. Oh, I love that song. It's so violent and so, like, also, like, romantic. Like, when the drums come in, it's so good. It's so good. And then the contrast and the outro is so nice too. And then it was Spencer Dot Smokes, A Substance I'm Pretty Sure I Cannot Say on Live Once. And it was a really good song, really cute. It was literally a minute long. I don't know why I played that high key, but he's a really good artist. He makes really good, like, Steve Lacy type beat, like a black artist that makes, like, alternative indie music with, like, R&B influences. You know, the usual. And then the song that I was, like, so excited to play for you guys was Blood Orange. I love him so much. Need to listen to him more, as I said. Smoke by him. So good, guys. The first line alone, hold on. Y'all gonna be sick of me because I'm super in my music theory arc right now. I don't know why, like, I just want to analyze every song. I think maybe because I was in history of African American music. So I'm like, ooh, the tone, the mood, the speed, the crescendo, whatever, all that stuff. But he said, balance in my hair, I'm pretty as F-word bomb. Do you guys know how significant that is, especially for black people? Balance in my hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Lord. It gives me imagery of, like, froze. Like, people would, like, almost in, like, the 90s and 80s, people were, like, fixing their flat tops and whatnot. He's saying his hair is balanced, okay? His hair is set, and he knows he's pretty. That alone is such a struggle for a lot of young black people. Like, and just for him to, like, say that long, like, that line. Ooh, maybe when I can't speak. To say that line, like, so plainly and clearly. Like, he said, balance in my hair, I'm pretty, period. Like, ooh, I love that. And then also, like, the gender bending object of it too, because, like, homie's a dude and he's calling himself pretty, so it's, like, also, like, intersectionality, you feel me? Like, oh my god, I can't stand it. But we were at the halfway mark until I started speaking.
It's now been 10 minutes since then. But yeah, so I think it's a good time to do a PSA. In honor of a few things happening tonight, and I'm sure this weekend, in like next week, because let's talk about how homecoming is literally in 2 weeks. The 23rd, guys. Get lit. Get your gear. This, if you're listening, this is your reminder right now to collect your Tufts gear. If you want to do a little cute fit, cute little brown and blue, cop it now, y'all, because time is running out. Okay? Only thing I'm glad about with homecoming being super early this year is that hopefully, fingers crossed, it won't be brickers, because last year I was suffering bad. So couldn't even wear a skirt. Like, it was too cold. Like, I'm sorry. I'm never going to sacrifice my, like, no, that's cap. I've definitely done that mad times. Cancel that idea. So yeah, here's a PSA. So we can get back to the music. I'm so funny, bro. Wait till I get my little other podcast, y'all. Y'all gonna be sick of me bad. Y'all gonna be sick of me real bad. Why do I have like 3 podcasts? Like, what goes on? And I should get paid for this. Okay, here's a PSA. Don't drink and drive. 26-year-old Olivia Colbreath broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison for her wrong-way drunk driving crash that left 6 people dead, including her own sister and 3 generations of a family in another vehicle. That's insane. Wow, that's mad sad. Damn. I'm going to punish myself for the rest of my life, she sobbed to the judge. I want people to know I would die a million times over. I was so wrong, and I take full responsibility. That's so sad, bro. Everyone in both vehicles, except for Colbreath, was killed in the horrific drunk driving collision, which catapulted, which catapulted wreckage across several lanes and reduced the SUV in Colbreath's car to to disembodied wheels, axles, and twisted pieces of material. The fun's over when you drink alcohol and decide to drive, quite possibly forever. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Guys, not even on no funny stuff. Don't drink and drive, bro. It's not serious. I did driving school this year, y'all. And let me tell you, them little videos, all they do is show you videos of like mad car crashes. And it is indeed traumatizing, and it is indeed working. I like, it's so serious, guys. Like, because I know people are like, oh, I'll be fine. Like, I do it all the time. It literally takes one time, bro. It takes one time for you to like completely alter your brain chemistry and to be dealing with like mounds of guilt for the rest of your life and to ruin someone else's life as well, or end someone else's life. So why not just lose the $30 and call that Uber home? But it's not funny though. Like dead dogs call Uber, guys. Do not drink and drive. It's not cute. It's not nice. It's not fun. You don't want to do it. And you can never ever say you didn't know once you do. Because we all know. So don't do it, y'all. Stay safe. Yeah. Enjoy this next song. This song, everything goes back to Steve Lacy, huh, guys? It really does. This next song, I found out about this artist because Steve Lacy was doing a cover of their song at one of his Reset festivals. And I was like, damn, let me act like I already knew this so he can notice me. Yeah, I'm being mad real on this radio, okay? Like, who's gonna check me? Nobody. So, yeah, and then I listened to the song, and I was like, damn, this is bussing. Like, damn, now we got the same taste. And then I listened to the album, and I was like, wow, this is pretty good. He only has, like, 3 songs that actually have words in them, which kind of got me tight. I'm sorry, like, I'm not there yet in my music geek. Oop, I just thought of a song I'm gonna play. I fear I have to play it. It doesn't fit the theme, but it's my song of the summer, so I gotta play it. That's what should have been the theme today. Damn! Whatever. Yeah, so I liked this song and I liked a couple of their songs too. So I hope you guys enjoy it too. And yeah, it gives me that same alt R&B just because it's like his voice got mad vibrato in it and mad like guitars and whatnot. And like, I don't know, if something sounds like comforting and like indicative of Black culture, but not like stereotypically, like what you would think of, like you think of R&B, you think of Summer Walker. You feel me? That type of thing. I just put in the playlist because, guys, these genres are getting serious. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the song. Yeah, that's all I can say. Deuces.
never leave me. The whip being smart and squeeze me. We'll drift in your heart, we'll make it for some.
Okay.
I left a flower with my name on.
Hey, y'all. Okay, so that last song was Interstellar Love by Thundercat. Once again, seeing him October 15th, I'm so geeked, y'all. It's gonna be so great. Like, he's so talented. I'm so excited. I'm like excited, but also like curious, because a lot of his songs are like very like funky beats, like very much production. So I'm interested to see how it's gonna sound live. Like, and personally, I'm scared it's gonna sound better live, because you can never get that back. So I've been to so many concerts where songs live had sounded better in person. I'd be feeling bad, but like, I'm sorry. What song is it? Paper Plane by Fouché sounded so good live, guys. It was very serious. Like, I literally was like going through like the Reddit set list, because I was like, I need to find out what that song was. Like, I low-key had no idea what she was saying, but the chords were so good and her twang and her voice sounded so good. Like, I had to figure out what song it was. Yeah, it was bussin', what can I say? And then I listened to the real version, I was like, damn. Like, it's not bad, but it just does not hit the same in the slightest. But what can you do? Can't be too mad at the girl, you know. Only so much you can do. Before was Poor by Contour. Low-key don't know that song. I be adding songs to my playlist that, like, I discover, and I won't, like, ever hear them again until it just comes up in shuffle. So yeah, I mean, it was cool, fit the genre, yeah. And the song I was like yapping mad about that I found out from Steve Lace is Do I Make You Feel Shy by Conan Moccasin. Love that song. Listen to I'm the Man That Will Find You by him, and you'll see why I had to listen to the whole album, because it's just so, so good. And I feel like it's so interesting because, like, I can also see like his influence on Steve too, just by listening to his music. Like, the guitar, like, very much influenced Steve, so it was so cool. This next song was a request from the person who I'm subbing for. It's called, ooh, never mind, it's gonna be a surprise, because I've never listened to the song before, so we're in the same boat, guys. Let's rock out. Hopefully it buses, y'all. Please, like, don't shoot me if it's not good, okay? Because wait, that's so mean. It's probably gonna be good. Wait, low-key, my laptop just froze. That's kind of crazy. Oh my gosh. Wait, guys. Wait, why did my laptop freeze? This is why you don't use Apple Music. OMG. Why is she freezing on me? Is it about to die? Is that it? I mean, like, yeah, it's at 19 though, guys. Like, 19 is not proper, like, slow down, like, freeze suffering, like, time. Damn. Okay, so what if I just sang to you guys? What the heck? I'm gonna sing a song. What song should I sing that's like on genre? Baby, I want a chance to get you closer next to me. Say, girl, I'll be patient and slow. Cause I got time, maybe forever. You're so fickle and kind. But you feel so electric. Yeah, I'm going to YouTube. Tell me what I gotta do. Doom, doom, doom. To move a little closer to you, if you want me to, I'll share my heart. I'm not anxious, I'll tell the truth, you know. And if you feel about the same way, yeah, I feel so out of my mind. Could be dangerous. What? Guys. We'll fall. We'll fall. I'll fall. But I'll give you the world. I'll give you the... Okay, I found the song, guys. You don't have to hear me sing anymore. Even though I was killing it. I know. But, yeah. Hopefully this works. Wow, technical difficulties going crazy right now. Yeah, enjoy the song. Nothing else I can say. Like, we'll both be hearing it for the first time. Hopefully this person put us on. You know, I love finding new music. So yeah, let's enjoy. That was the song. I think that was cute. That was mad cute. It was mad, like, hyper, like, girl, wake up. Like, it's time to get ready for bed. Like, I mean, girl, time to get ready for school, you know? Like, I feel like that would be, like, my theme song. I was not expecting it to be in a different language. That caught me off guard. But, yeah, the last song is the song I mentioned. Girl, when I miss you. But before I play that, because time is running out, thank God that song is literally like 5 seconds long. This is DJ Andre. This has been Dr. Dre subbing. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope y'all have a good night. Second day of classes tomorrow, S-Doc or whatever. yeah. That was so corny, guys. I had to chuckle real loud. Yeah, have a good night. Enjoy this nice, smooth song to get you on your way out. I'll be heading out myself. Purr.